All right, we got Esh. We got 5.5 months old. Not even 5.5. He's 5 months and 1 week. Today, he is 64.5 pounds. In this video, you're going to see we are doing bites and retrieves, just mixing up a little bit. I'll explain more at the end of the video. Yeah. Yeah.
Out.
That's a good job.
Out. Fetch. Sit. Out. Give up. Out. Fetch. Here. Place. Sit. Out. Sit.
Keep. Yeah, that's a good job. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's a boy.
Out, sit, back, place, sit, fetch, place, sit, out, sit, back, fetch, one, sit, out, sit.
That's a good job. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, that's a good boy. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, that's a boy. Yeah, that's a good job. Yeah. Hey. Good boy.
Fetch. Jeez, you should see his fetch. Get it?
Yeah, good boy. He's like staring at it like I can't. Good boy. Out.
Hey, out. Sit.
There we go. Good boy. Come on. Up. Ooh. That's a good boy. Yeah. What? Give up. There we go. What?
Out. Back. Fetch. Place.
Good boy. Good job. Come on. Good boy.
Place.
Good boy.
Sit. Out. Front. Hey, front. Here. Sit. Sit. Hey. Sit. Sit. Back.
Yeah.
Sit.
Good boy.
Out. Come here. Sit.
Here.
Sit.
Yeah.
Out. Out.
Sit. Hey, come here. Sit. Back. Fetch. Come on. Up, up, up. Sit. Sit. Out. Sit. So as always, I'm going to be talking while I play with him. That was 5.5 minutes, uncut, unedited, of me doing something brand new with the dog. That was the first time he'd ever bit a sleeve like that. That sleeve was a little thicker than what he's used to. Again, I don't teach any bite work with back ties, lines, helpers, other decoys, tables, all that stuff. I just teach the dog with myself, whatever object I'm having him bite, and a remote collar with our training system, eFlow. So a lot of people will see videos like this and they'll say, okay, well, I don't see a lot of intensity. I don't want intensity. That's why I don't use that stuff. I don't teach a lot of agitation. I don't teach the dog how to go crazy. I want precision. It's like anything else in life. And the reason why I look at that is because the way that I do dogs is like what's normal and what makes more sense and what's realistic to me. And the reason why I say that is like, I can't imagine anything in the entire world where we would teach somebody something and say, don't worry about how you're supposed to do it. Just go crazy, right? So if we're gonna teach a kid how to drive, we're gonna put you in this parking lot and just press the pedal and do what you wanna do and just go as wild as you want to. And when you go to stop, just like stomp the brake into the ground. In fact, if they did that, if they accelerated too fast, we would immediately start correcting that. If they started to press the brakes too hard and we hit the dashboard, we would immediately start addressing that. But for some reason, when I see people doing bite sports with their dogs, they always want to teach, go crazy for 6 months to a year. Developing a lot of intensity. I don't even really consider that drive building. And again, these are just my personal opinions on how I'm able to do what I'm doing. I don't really see that as teaching a skill set. I teach that as almost putting anxiety into the dog on like stress out whenever there's bite work situations. The bad part and why I don't see that is because I see a lot of problems come from it. Like example would be putting a dog on a table or a tie back and just teaching the dog to bite, bite, bite. And then even doing things where they tell you to choke the dog off or pull the dog off and teach the dog to resist you as the handler and continue biting, all always seem to come back around later on and causing confusion and how to listen to the handler or the owner whenever they need it later on. So what I mean by that is, let's say I take this puppy and I teach him for a year straight to resist me, to fight me and stay on the bite. I'm teaching the dog to resist me and fight me. So at one point do I go back and say, okay, by the way, you need to listen to me now, and the dog not have confusion. And we see a lot of this a lot of times with the police officers and law enforcement where they're having trouble with the dog redirecting on them or fighting and biting harder as they're telling the dog to out. And what I notice is a lot of times it's like they've reconditioned their out command to be a bite command. All right, so again, just more confusion. So in the beginning, when I'm teaching my dogs, I don't see 100 mile an hour to a bite. I don't see 100 mile an hour because the dog's trying to learn the rules of how to do this stuff. And that's what I'm focused on, is how to bite properly. In the video you just watched, we're teaching targeting. We're also teaching pushing into the bite. I believe there was a section where I'm even walking into him, having him move backwards, staying on the bite. We don't want pulling and thrashing. I don't want the dog to spin out. I want the dog to continuously re-grip moving in, taking more. That helps out with a lot of things. That helps out with, I know a lot of people buy puppies based off of genetic grips. I don't worry about genetic grips because it's impossible to not have a full grip if the dog's driving into the bite. There's just a lot of things that are more important to me in doing this stuff than how hard the dog goes right now. I know that as clarity comes for him, and I know that as he gets used to what I'm asking for, his intensity in doing these things will just go up naturally. His strength, speed, all that stuff will go up naturally based off of physical. Like, okay, he's a 65-pound goofy puppy that can barely walk straight or jump on a box without falling off. So as his coordination comes in and his size comes in, he's naturally going to go faster and bite harder. but not because I put him on a table and stressed him out for 12 months and taught him to go crazy every time he sees a decoy or any of that other stuff. But again, these are just my takes on it. This is what I do. This is what I like to do. And yeah, I'm asking for unbelievably difficult stuff. I'm asking the dog to switch back and forth. I'm even using the items as a distraction. So what I mean by that is I may be agitating on my arm. And yeah, he bites hard. I don't know if you can even see this or not. Can you see that, Macy? Mm-hmm. This is bruising from him biting through there. This is just from yesterday. So different discoloration right here. I got a big lump here. So even though it looked like he wasn't coming at me at 1,000 mile an hour, I promise you he's biting hard. So that's why I said, I don't worry about teaching him to go crazy. I just want him to be able to change jobs when I tell him to. So if I say retrieve something, retrieve something. If I say bite something, we're gonna be doing a video later on too, where I'm gonna be sending him from bites to searches. So I'll hide stuff around the room and then we'll be in the middle of bite work. I'll send him to go find something, which is basically a hidden retrieve. And then after he does that, I'll stop him and then send him back to bites and then send him to find something else. That's what's important for me, is the dog's comprehension and understanding of how to work with me so we can go out in the world. I know this is a protection dog thing. I never expect the dog to like understand human world for himself. A lot of people say, let the dog make the decisions. Being a dog trainer for 20 plus years, I really don't know any dogs that I would be like, hey, go ahead and you're good to make your own decisions and decide who you want to bite and how you're going to respond and everything else. Working with the people who train nonstop as professional dog trainers and sport competitors who walk on the field and still have trouble getting their dog to listen to them, I definitely don't want to give my dog like, hey, just do whatever you want to do. I just think that's kind of a crazy idea. But again, just my beliefs and my opinions. All right, thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next video.